Welcome to a SWAT review from ReverseThieves.com. In these short podcasts, we discuss the first episode of new shows in the anime season. This time, we're looking at the first episode of Chronos Ruler from Project Number 9, streaming on Crunchyroll.
And it's Adventure Time? Or Time for Adventures in Time?
Sure.
Okay, so...
I mean, I feel like we're not actually going back and forth through time, sadly.
So, this is a series. Seems to be set in the past?
Or some sort of made-up past?
Because, like...
That train looked awfully completely made up.
Yeah, but, like, the dress and, like, the, like, entertainment, maybe, like, 20s or something?
But it was a cabaret, and so I was not sure if it was... I guess it's a European setting, but... I don't know. It seems sort of like a composite of a bunch of things.
Some time in the past in probably Europe, there are two brothers who fight time monsters.
And the first episode is told through what seems to be a one-off character, Koyuki. She is a senior in high school. She's getting ready to graduate, and she's lost her brother recently because he died saving her from getting hit by a truck. And she kind of finds out about this rumor about the clock tower in the town being able to grant you a wish and turn back time. But she doesn't really believe it, and then she runs into these two brothers and sees this weird monster, and they sort of reveal that these monsters come about from people's regrets of the past.
And, yeah, it turns out they bring people by the best by draining time from them and eventually kill them, basically unmaking them.
And I didn't really understand why Victo, one of the brothers... entices her to make that monster appear on purpose.
Well, I think essentially if it wasn't trying to feed, it was moving a little too quickly for them to catch it. The one brother was like, if they had a big yummy meal, it would slow down enough so they could fight it.
Okay.
And so
involve the innocent. It's fine.
Well, I mean, that's why the older brother was like really mad at him. He's like, you know, you shouldn't get in civilians involved, especially using them as bait. But the younger brother's kind of a dick, so
does what he has to do.
I don't know. Like, it seemed like an interesting idea, and like flashes of a good story or like an interesting tale, but in execution, I feel like the story kind of fell flat. In many ways, that I feel like that sums up the whole production, because there were moments of like really good or at least like striking animation, and then they'd be surrounded by really like kind of mediocre and bland animation. There were parts where, oh, that might be an interesting story, or oh, these characters have some interesting twists, and then they'd have like super lame comedy or like overblown drama that was like, oh, you're squandering the goodwill that you bought with the interesting premise or like some standout moments.
I agree. I thought there were some seeds of some interesting things there. The CG mixed in here I thought was pretty good overall. And I'm always up for some time jumping and whatnot. But I felt like the character personalities were not well executed. And one of the brothers is sort of like the serious, uptight brother. And then the other one is sort of goofy and a womanizer, and you know, they sort of like clash, they're opposites kind of thing. But I agree that the humor was really stiff, and it just didn't do anything for the story. And while I actually love the idea of it being some sort of episodic series where they say go from town to town, they meet somebody, find out their story, fight a monster, from the actual image of the show, this seems maybe like it's kind of a one-off first episode to introduce us to it, because then there's like people with other powers and whatever, and so it almost feels like it'll be more of a battle-y kind of a series.
You know, I feel like a lot of times people come up with like a good, interesting idea like that, and then like their stories kind of get forced into a battle manga just because of like time constraints, and a lot of times that's like an easy formula to do. I mean, even like Yu Yu Hashiko in a way kind of fell into that trap. Because, like, originally it was supposed to be him doing spirit detective stuff, but what does it turn into? Eventually it turns into a battle manga, and it's a pretty good one. But, I mean, I feel like a lot of people fall into that.
I don't actually know that for a fact. Mm-hmm. It's just my feeling from...
Like, the low promo art that they use.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I see why you say that. And I'm just backing up that. I feel like a lot of times... a manga can fall into that routine because of just how the industry is. Yeah, no, it seems like it's one of those ideas that you hope that, like, a better manga, like, dusts off and does justice to it, like, 10 years down the line.
And I wasn't really crazy. I guess the brothers have this past that seems sort of interesting. I didn't really... love their powers, or they weren't that interesting. You know, I feel like it could have more potential as almost like a healing, you know, where we're finding out the story. But I do feel like there's probably a greater story, and the end of the episode did shock me a little bit, so maybe there is some bigger plot thing going on, but I'm not sure that it really held my interest enough for me to find out.
Yeah, no, same here.
Thanks for listening to another episode. You can visit us online at reversethieves.com and follow us on Twitter @reversethieves, @nartakiRT, and @hisuiRT.